ideas, information technology. It's also referred to as ICT information and communication technology. I don't think I have to define the software. Do I have to define proprietary software? I found some statistics. Women in IT in general, you can see in the US, and these figures are from 204, there are about 17% who follow computer science courses. And in the European Union, it is somewhere between 15 and 25. And the 35% is mainly based on figures from the UK. Women working as IT specialists. In the USA in 2005, the IT industry shows 25%. The European Union, I didn't find more recent figures. The open exists, but the overall vision of the 2009 is 25%. So it is about a fourth of all IT. Why aren't there more women? Women in free software. There was a text bill article in 2005 who stated that there are approximately 25% women in proprietary software development. And two studies showed that there are between 1.5% and 3.4% only of free software. There is a big difference. Well, this difference can be explained by various reasons. First, mainly the CS courses follow proprietary software, because most of the universities are so it's women use software more than free software, also because it's studying, it is still widely used. It begins to change, but when I compare, for example, to the status law in Switzerland, it seems still to be a very, very, very proprietary dominant field. So free software is not necessarily something you find easily in university. Then, why are there so little women in IT? Well, it is due to historical reasons, it is due to cultural reasons, and it is mainly due, in my opinion, to educational reasons. Girls are still in 21st century trained and oriented. This can be seen easily when you take a survey. When do girls first have access to computers? Average age is 14 years old, whereas is already a difference there, and this difference is mainly because you can still see that doors are open, doors and boys are cars or whatever technical toys. This is an educational problem, and maybe we should educate parents that will all have to be keeping us only. You find again the same issue. There have been quite interesting research has been made in France, where you see that in school there are a lot of ideas by the form of what my daughter or my grandchild or whoever should become. And it is very astonishing to see around yourself people have kids, the orientation of this world, to their own kids, or to be mindful of the perspective, to be still able to be gender, yes. Why do women still not choose time? Because it is so distorted. All technical professions, be this mechanic, be this pilot, be this artist, have historically been made from it. And it is extremely especially if you observe what happens after stuff. You have the linear groups. You have the, what you call the inside shuffle, where somebody knows someone who is in this job or in this field, and this is male dominated. It's really difficult to find easy access into our profession for women. If there is a lot more mentoring and helping hands in male dominated society than there is for women. That's why it is so important that we do mentoring. That this teaches that's pretty comical. I don't know, and that's cool. But even then, I mean, observe what happens for astronauts. How many female astronauts do you know? Very little. And, oh, surprisingly, the last female astronaut who has been to space was a teacher. What did she do? She gave a lesson from space. How very tricky. Well, did they take this woman on board because she was a teacher? Or did they take this woman on board because she was a woman, so she was in the quota, and, well, she couldn't do something for difficult. But it's still very, very surprising that even in these fields where no women have quotas for women, something which is not very widely used in European countries, if you go to the space industry, they are very, very, very. Why are women not choosing these women? Well, because they are not offered the opportunity. They are not shown the possibilities. And maybe because they are not interested. But why shouldn't women be interested in choosing their profession? And here comes one of the problems we see very, very often. One of the
thank you. happened this year.
But I was absolutely bloody angry, and I was, I must say, a little bit shocked, because I thought, my God, I mean, there's so many dating possibilities on the internet. Why does this man think that I am in this technical channel giving technical advice? Because I'm a mate. This happens very, very often. And women are geeks too. They're not simply a girlfriend. This is something we should try to establish. But the problem is, it is very difficult. And every day we find, again and again, we are confronted with the same problem. In free software, it is worse. Because in free software, it admits that you have to be extremely strong, able to do it. It's even higher than anywhere else. So the barriers, the boundaries are higher. And instead of doing what free software was meant to do, which means with widespread and wider use, it becomes even more restrictive. So, preventing women from doing free software is totally counterproductive. This means that we are feeding it into high quality. Who knows what this could be? One day we have an eliminated from free software, but the others who are new to stick to property. This is not the aim of free software. The reasons I have already explained. There is a fact, because of all these cultural, educational and historical backgrounds, many women today do not have strong programs. And what is bad Indian women once said this in a group, in a mailing list, excuse me. A documentation, a code which does not follow documentation rules provided. So we can everybody has to become a great artist. Not everybody has to become a great artist. Not everybody has to become this sensitive answer. But this is not gender dependent. We can take action in professional surroundings. Open ways to every company, for every budget. Not only for men, for only for women, or only for non-disabled people. This gap is gender gap is know. Diminished matchism in free software community. With their aid. Active matchism depends on who you are. But for those who have followed the news in the last 4 years, you have to find really strange things. Like death to the right. Do you remember that? But it also means that we should not fall into the trap and end up with exaggerated behavior. And that is one of the things why, if they are, if thank you. statistics you have made yourself. They tend to risk more, that's true. They tend to risk more. Not necessarily do, but they do. It is more common. Links to women's groups. One group are very much like the name of the captain. Because the captain means they are hackers, but they are also depends how you spell it, how you pronounce it. And of course there are a few others, male women, patchy women, and even the open source community has a name. Okay, they are does not mean that we should stay close into the truth. You only exist within the model. I think if a woman goes into one of these groups, she can also go into a non-gender group. The same for men. Of course, and this is the most important page.